anyone want to battle Gregory with their superhero knowledge? All right, round of applause for our volunteers. Right, no repetition. So if you say, you know, Superman, you can't then say Superman. And I'll kind of give you like a 5-second window. And if you can't get them within sort of 5 seconds, then the other person wins. All right, so is this one on? Let me just switch it on. Gregory, you first.
Black Panther.
Thor.
Hulk.
Captain America.
Spider-Man.
Green Arrow.
Come on, come on, get some help. Anyone got some help? Oh, I'm going to have to count down 5, 4, 3, 2. I'm trying to think. I can't think of any. Have we said Superman? I don't think. No? Oh, just.
Spider-Man?
We've said Spider-Man. Oh, quick. No pressure. Come on.
Doctor Strange.
Is he a super? Yeah, right. Right. One of the Avengers. That's a clue. Think of him.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, that's a whole plethora. That's a film. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And Gregory is the winner. Well done, guys. Thank you. You can sit down. Well, one of my favourite superheroes or superhero families, the Incredibles. Don't think any of you got any of the Incredibles. We got to know them in the first film, didn't we? And then the second film's not long out, and we got to know them a bit more, and we especially got to know their son, baby Jack-Jack. And we're going to watch a film clip now from The Incredibles 2, where we discover and learn a bit more about who Jack-Jack is. So just to introduce the clip, Jack-Jack is this little baby. He's sitting downstairs with his dad, Mr. Incredible. They're watching TV. Mr. Incredible falls asleep. And this film comes on, and there's this robber with a mask on in the film. And then Jack-Jack's watching the film, and he looks outside, and he sees a raccoon. And he kind of gets a bit mixed up and thinks the raccoon is a robber. And he goes out to confront the raccoon. So let's watch the clip. So Mr. Incredible realizes Jack-Jack is a very, very special baby. And he has some awesome superpowers. Now, Christians all around the world, this morning, and other mornings as well, because Christians celebrate Christmas at different times, don't they, are celebrating a very, very special baby. Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, he's very different from Jack-Jack. Jack-Jack's not real. He's made up. He's fictional, but Jesus is totally real, was born around 2,000 years ago. He had powers, not like sort of laser beams coming from his eyes type superpowers, but he was very powerful. And yet, he was born as a normal, helpless, weak, vulnerable baby, as we heard in that Francine Rivers description before when we read the Bible. He was born as an ordinary baby. We read that in the Bible. Now, there was something incredibly special about him. The Bible tells us that although he was totally human, he was totally God as well. He was 100% human and 100% God. God and man come together. But he allowed himself to be kind of encased in humanity. He laid aside his power when he came to earth. The Bible says this about him in Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Christ Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. He made himself nothing. Think of all he was before, existing from eternity, the creator of the world, the one who'd made the galaxies and black holes and quarks and stars and everything. made himself tiny, didn't use all his power to his own advantage, but came to earth. He could have came to earth with any superhero power that he chose. He could have come with all of them, you know, if he wanted to, and impressed everyone with his amazing, if he did have laser beam arms or eyes or whatever. But he didn't. He chose to give up that power, to lay aside most of it, and to be born as every other human was born. Although he was super powerful, he became powerless for us. Although he did use some of his power, of course he did, when he was on earth, he used his power to reveal to us who he actually was. He chose to limit how much he used. He chose to lay it to one side and to become just like us. Got tired, got sad, got hurt, and so on. Just like all of us experience. Power and using your power is a huge theme in The Incredibles 2 and in superhero films in general. And as I said, although he did lay aside his power, Jesus did use it as well. And he used it to show who he was. Now, boys and girls, can any of you think of any times in Jesus' life where he displayed his power to show who he was? Can any of you put your hand up and think about the things he did where people started to think, oh, okay, he was born as an ordinary baby, but now we're kind of seeing he wasn't an ordinary human. He's more than just a human. Anyone think?
He raised
Lazarus. Yes, raised people from the dead. That's staggering, isn't it, when we think about it? That was a massive display of power. Nothing more powerful than death, is there? He displayed his power over nature, didn't he? He stilled storms. He healed people, displayed his power over disease, and so on. He showed that he could see what people were thinking. He displayed his power over sin. He said, I forgive you your sin. He displayed his power over Satan, and so on. But you know what's truly incredible? We thought about the Incredibles this morning. What's truly incredible about Jesus? We're told in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, even the Son of Man, that's Jesus, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. I think that's what's incredible about Jesus. He gave himself. When he was on the cross, you know, like in X-Men, there's one of those guys who has power over sort of metal. He could have harnessed that power. He could have caused the nails to come out of his hands and his feet. And you know, in superhero films, often people get injured and they regenerate. He could have had that power, but he chose not to. He chose to remain there. He chose to bleed. He chose to allow that pain to flow through his body. It must have been awful. He didn't use his power. He could have switched off the pain with his power, but he didn't. He went to the cross. Why? Because he loved us. Because he loves us. Because he wanted to save us. Because he knew that the cross was the only way. He knew that journey, that huge journey from heaven to the manger, from the manger to the cross, was the only way that he could save us from being punished for the wrong things we do. He saved us by being punished on our behalf. He saved us by taking our place. There was a big exchange going on. We deserve to be punished because we've done wrong things. We deserve God's justice. But Jesus said, I'll stand there instead. I'll hang there instead on the cross. And I'll take it because I love them. He did it for me. He did it for us. He did it for love. And I think that's what's incredible about Jesus and his life. And that's what we truly celebrate. That's his mission, isn't it? That's why he came. So this Christmas, as we think about the baby in the manger, as we maybe watch TV later on and sing some more carols and so on, let's remember his awesome power, but how ultimately when he reached the cross, he laid aside that power. He chose not to use it so that we could be served, so we could be saved. It was love, wasn't it, that held him there, and a voluntary decision to not use his power to escape the pain of the cross. Let's remember that and be amazed that he did that for us. And also, let's be inspired this Christmas to serve. like he did. He came not to be served, but to serve. He came to make a sacrifice. Let's be inspired to use our lives not to pursue pleasure or pursue comfort or pursue our own agenda, but to serve other people who are needy, to serve people who are suffering maybe, to give ourselves. His whole life gave himself for others, didn't he? Let's use our lives and be inspired by him to use our lives the same way as we think about the message of Christmas. God bless you all. It's been good sharing with you. Have a wonderful day today, and really looking forward to seeing you on the last Sunday of this year and then on into the new year as well. Let's pray, shall we? Lord Jesus, we worship you. Thank you that you were willing to be born in a very ordinary way, and you became one of us, but you were still God. And thank you that you displayed your power to show us who you were, but thank you that you chose not to use your power in order to save us, not to be served, but to serve. We worship you for this noble love. We worship you as our hero, Savior, King. And I pray that you would come more real to those of us who are Christians this Christmas. And those here who are not Christians, I pray that you would come into their lives and reveal yourself and your love to them today, this Christmas day. We pray in your name. Amen.